Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a great episode on Pokimane.
About a year or two ago, like a year and a half, something like that, where I realized, how do I say this kindly? I realized I had been attracting a lot of beta males. You know, I was like, I'm trying to cop a dude. All I got are like these bitches. You know what I'm saying? No offense to those guys, but it was what it was. And I was like, what's my problem?
So this was an actually really interesting episode for filming me, because I've always seen Pokimane on offline TV and just in other stuff, hanging with Ray and Corpse and Sykuno, and just I love those Among Us lobbies, so I kind of encountered her there. But I have never actually watched her content, so I decided to do it for this, and let's get into it. So Pokimane was almost like an enigma to me, because like I knew she existed. Like she was like a pretty large face of Twitch. So before I was exactly into Twitch that much, or really had broadened my horizons away from my normal people, I knew she existed. I didn't really know what she stood for, and I didn't really know what her content was like. She was also hard to miss in the sense that sadly a lot of controversies are surrounding her, so I was like, yeah, I've heard the name a few times, pretty sure she's very popular, you know, all of that. But this is kind of like the first time that I've really got down and dirty on her, watching her content. I had never really just sat down by myself and went like, man, I'm gonna go watch Pokimane. So this is the first time I was gonna do that. I don't exactly know if she's like changed over the years or what she has adopted, but it seems like that she has like a big range in personality. She's very adaptable, it seems, from what I've watched, to her situation, which is a trait I noticed almost immediately, like very, very fast. Because I remember when I did my offline TV podcast, I would talk about how she was able to kind of come with a lot of, like, you know, she's not afraid to make, you know, a vulgar joke here and there. She's not afraid to, like, eat a bug, be with the boys, poke fun at people, all of that.
Only eat this if it makes me one of the boys.
Yeah, one of the boys.
Yeah. Let's eat bugs. Me, one of the boys. Michael, not one of the boys.
Yeah. She just kind of went for it a lot of the time. And I don't know. Interesting. I only knew that one side of her. But then, like, I started watching her content. When you get her, like, almost her personalized side, she's kind of different depending on who she interacts with. So what I've seen is she's been playing a lot of Valorant lately. I watched a lot of her Among Us videos, and then I watched some old Fortnite videos, just kind of get an overall gist of what was going on. Now, I would say that it's like, so with this certain friends and offline TV videos, I feel like a lot of the live stuff, I don't know, you kind of see her at, you know, the offline TV personality that I would describe. She's very, you know, go out there, let's do this, let's do that, I'm gonna come at you with a lot of energy and all of that. Now, Fortnite, it seemed, obviously this is a few years ago, she seemed a little more cautious here. It was definitely, you could tell, it's one of those, it's a streamer you can tell is in front of an audience, I think. Now, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, you can tell me. In some cases, you know, knowing in front of your own audience and pandering to them is actually really good, and that's how you make an entertaining stream. In other cases, you lose some of the genuineness in front of it. But it does feel like she had a realization that she was in front of people and who she was interacting with. Because the two videos I watched, at least, which were her most popular on YouTube, was her doing random duos. And she interacted with one older guy who called her affectionately,
yeah, one boop.
And then a bit of a squeaker per se, who I think was 8 years old, and she interacted with him.
But Ben, do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's the person who I was gonna invite.
Oh my god, let me meet your girlfriend.
You wanna meet her?
Yeah, that's so cute.
Well, she's not online. That's I checked.
Oh, no.
And she's definitely very cautious, it feels like, here. Now, this is understandable only because there's just someone always wants to jump, it seems, on her, an accuser of something. So you can understand how you maybe got cautious over the years. But she does always seem to be having a very fun time in those videos. And the Fortnite videos I did watch, she may not be as vulgar or possibly poking fun as many people as she is when she's with her close friends. But she definitely seems to be having fun goofing off by herself, whether, you know, commenting on things when she's on push to talk. And, you know, she like she mutes for a second and like makes a joke to chat when she's doing a bit here and there. Like, it's funny to see someone kind of laugh at what they're doing on their own, which is like, it's a weird thing to see because, you know, people who laugh at their own jokes obviously get discredited a little. But when she, you can tell when she thinks something is funny, and then you're like, oh my God, like she thinks it's so funny, and then that can encourage you on. I remember one bit I think she thought was hilarious was she was acting kind of like a noob and trying to jump through this door that was made in Fortnite for like, I think it was like 2 minutes straight, and then she just turned around and walked around it. But she just thought it was so funny, and to have that energy come across of her just messing around, goofing off, trolling, and having a fun time is definitely something that is fun to see. Now, where do I rate her on the three types of gaming YouTubers? Because she does do primarily gaming from what I've seen from her channel and her stream. She is a gamer through and through. So where would I rate her there? Well, on that, I would say, so for those who don't know, I'm going to clarify first. I have a chart with three types of gaming YouTubers slash streamers. One, we have all funny, doesn't rely on skill in the game. Now, these are all equal in watchability. We have a hybrid that's kind of like okay at the game, probably above average, but also pretty funny. And then we have the full-on sweat. You watch them for their high-intensity gameplay. And I would say, I feel like she is very adaptable to the game, so I'll put her at the hybrid. Because at Fortnite, I mean, this was a video a long time ago, which I looked like, depending on the person, she kind of carried the 8-year-old, but with a one boob man, she was a bit more on the carried side. But it seems from how she's been doing in Valorant, because I've seen a lot of clips fall into Twitter on that, I've been trying to keep up with all of that, that she's actually, she's very good at that, and she's able to hold her own. I've never personally been a League fan. I have no idea what I'm watching. I wish I could have taken in that content, but I would have not have understood it at all. So, continuing on, it does feel like she does, her skill depends on the game, but she's always laughing and kind of trying to be a troll.
Pokey is tricking someone into thinking that she is a soundboard.
This is like a troll or something, isn't it? You have like a recording or something. That sounded just like, holy crap, that sounded just like her.
Hello?
He thinks I'm a soundboard.
Yeah, let's see if I can sample.
Hello?
She's gonna say the same thing in the same voice.
How is your day going?
Good.
But she is able to also go serious too, which I think is this duality of those two traits. If you're able to kind of pick a side and lean towards which way you're feeling, that can probably save, at least make you able to stream a long time, I would think. Because, you know, if you're kind of stuck into this I'm always sweating mode or I'm always memeing mode, then it may become difficult to stream for that long and put out that much content because it feels repetitive. Now, if you're able to change it up here and there, then I think you get into a very good zone where you can keep going on and on. But speaking of her other videos, Among Us. So one of the main things I've kind of seen her a lot on is Among Us, because I've watched a lot of the Toast Lobbies, other people when they play with Jacksepticeye and PewDiePie and all of those people. Pokey was usually there. So I got to see her play style a lot there without me specifically focusing on her, but I just got to see her as another player, which is a different perspective, because it is different when you are watching your streamer play with someone else versus, you know, watching another streamer play with the one you usually watch. So it seems that she wants to take an active role. She's not afraid to take charge. I think this, again, reinforces that she's more confident and more afraid, you know, to go after people when she's among her friends. Not go after people, but, you know, just be vocal. Because she knows she's in a safe space, which, you know, obviously on the internet, people will snap back without you doing anything, so it helps to know you're among friends. But when among us, she's calling people out and stuff and all of that, and she seems to always like want to make the good play, but it seems she doesn't put too much stress on whether she wins or loses. Now, she definitely wants to win, I feel like. Like, you can get a sense that it's not like she's playing to lose. She's definitely playing to win, and she wants to win. But it doesn't feel like this overwhelming, I would die to win. And she's a pretty good detective. When I watch Toast, I feel like... Now, I'm serious on this. One of the only people that I feel like always gets Toast correct is Pokey. And I saw this multiple times, and I didn't really... I guess I thought about it, but it's interesting to look at it from another perspective. When I like always watch Toast, Pokey would always call him out. Now, Toast somehow would get around it, kill her next round, and win. But she was, I don't know, she'd always have like, you know, an up on him when knowing that he was an imposter. She was always like a one step ahead, knowing where he was. Now, he was able to take it away from there, but she did seem on her feet, so she definitely has some skill in Among Us. I think that's a great game for her because it's chill. She's very good at interacting with chat. Obviously, you do not get this far in the industry without interacting with your chat. And she did a great job with that. One of the most interesting videos I saw from her was she played Among Us with a bunch of French streamers.
J'allais dire que PA, ça fait longtemps qu'il est à Vitals.
Oui, ouais. Je trouve aussi. Ouais.
Ouais, c'est vrai.
Je suis pas certaine si c'est une bonne chose ou si le vent dans Admin.
Il me reste trois quêtes, honnêtement. En fait, le truc, c'est que j'ai poncé mes quêtes un peu comme d'hab. Et ensuite, j'ai spam Vitals. C'est depuis deux, là. Depuis...
Now, I think she grew up speaking French. I know she was born in Morocco, I believe. And then she moved to Canada and moved to LA, I think. So, French is a language she knows very well. And she was doing it with French streamers, which is interesting. I don't know. For some reason, seeing people play like a game in a different language was jarring, per se. You're like, whoa, you have that over there, too? But no, she was like kind of entered all these strangers and kind of went for it, which is not an easy task, especially if you've received flack before, so props to her on that. But that was a really interesting video and fun to see. I like when people can change things up with like that, like flip the bar. I saw her playing a lot of new mods. She obviously strives to find what's new and what people want. The only criticism I would have to give on her Among Us videos is they feel very long. Now, I'm gonna be honest, like, if an Among Us video is not too quick, I kind of get bored. Like, Toast have been getting a bit long for me too, but hers were felt especially long, where I felt like I was watching the full round. Because you kind of want Among Us videos to kind of be... And she seems to do a lot of, you know, her imposter rounds, but a lot of it does feel a bit slow and unneeded. Like, you see Toast in his videos, and I'm comparing to Toast. I'm just doing that because he's, I feel like, the Among Us content creator precedent. But I've seen Ray also do this, where they kind of, like, speed up at certain points. And I felt like I was missing that. There was either a jump cut or I was just waiting. So, like, after, like, you know, the second round or the third round, I'm like, I don't know if I exactly need to watch a game with the same people again. Like, what's the allure to keep me watching? I needed something to keep me going because I got burnt out pretty quick. So, that's the only thing I would comment on her Among Us videos. Other than that, they were pretty good, you know, eye-catching. And that one, you know, the golden round, which she would kind of tease in the beginning, that was usually good. And that was good content. So if you kind of shave the other stuff off, I think they would be very great videos. Now, I don't proceed or watch her stream that much. I kind of try to tune in here and there. But her hours are actually kind of different than mine. I don't know. She's interesting in the time she streams. Because I am in the US. So I feel like most of my streamers come on, the ones I watch personally, around... I don't know, like 5 to like midnight and over. I also watch Australians too, so that makes sense. But she streams like midday, which I don't know. I've never really felt the need to go watch a streamer midday. I don't know, like, I guess you would be capturing an audience, like maybe getting home from school or something, since it seems like her audience is on the younger side. I don't know for sure. It feels so odd to me just watching a stream in the middle of the day. But, you know, whatever works. She is a very scheduled person, and like I think this would be a good transition to get into her her kind of real life, in the sense of, like, you know, outside of gaming. Some of the most interesting videos that I have seen on Pokimane have been outside of gaming, and I truly mean that. Like, I feel like a lot of the stuff that I have seen, like, with her, I've related to her most when she is outside of gaming. Now, let's get this out of the way. I had stumbled upon something I didn't know exist, and that was a Pokimane ASMR channel. I didn't know that was a thing. I eventually listened to it. I don't know if I'll be going back. ASMR is not my thing. I guess some people like the tingles down their back. I do not. But I didn't know she was into that. I think she was really into that. There were a lot of videos on that channel, and some videos had like over 10 million views. So yeah, Pokimane ASMR exists, for those who don't know. I really did not, you know. Maybe I'll grace you guys with a little sneak peek.
Whenever I do that, I feel like I'm like whispering into someone's ear, like a secret. Don't tell anyone, but my favorite food is spaghetti.
I'm sure you all really, really enjoyed that, as much as me, which, I don't know, maybe you actually did. ASMR is not my thing. But she has a channel doing all of that. Now, she doesn't make those videos anymore. I guess she lost a passion for it. But she seemed to be making a lot of the time, and it was just a facet of her I had no idea existed. But that is not, I just wanted to clarify, that is not what I'm talking about when I mean outside of gaming. So, two very interesting instances where I've seen her is, I would say one was on Dr. K. And I found this one interesting, because, like, I think I possibly talked about this on one of my old podcasts on Dr. K. But Dr. K, for those who don't know, he's a Twitch streamer who's a psychologist, and he speaks with gamers and other, you know, Twitch personalities, and they kind of do, like, a therapy session online. Now, I think they don't go into the deep, 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 dark stuff, but they do enough to make it interesting. And then Pokey was talking a bit about her imposter syndrome and always feeling like she needed to do better and better. And that was something I kind of related with a lot. And so it was impactful for me. I was like, man, like, I relate with what she is saying about, like, you know, her, like, always wanting to excel at this and maybe not appreciating what she has done. Because I do feel like, especially just the world nowadays, is a move situation. So seeing her, you know, kind of speak, it felt like from the heart about, you know, her success recently and what she, like, felt. It was really humanizing. And I think that was an important light for me to see her in. I'm kind of, that was like the only piece of content I had actually watched of her before doing this podcast. That was like a few months ago, probably like summer. But I watched that, and I was just really interested because I saw a lot of, like, reflections within her drive and myself, and to see just, oh, this is a person who has, like, been streaming since they've been 17 and been pushing and breaking down these boundaries and constantly getting judged. And that, it definitely, I was like, oh shit, like, man, I just kind of got to reflect on how, like, you know, maybe, like, the public image of her versus my image.
And they say the same thing. They're like, but I am all of these things. Like, why do I deserve, like, why am I crying? Like, I shouldn't be crying. And then I tell them, like, well, maybe you should, like, stop flagellating yourself and stop trying to be better. And they're like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know what that looks like. That's
me, Smiley.
Yeah, right? Like,
I mean, let's be honest. A lot of times she is picked on, you know, the whole simp thing and all of that and this and, you know, drama here. And does she have, like, a boyfriend, and she gets sexualized a lot. And that's definitely a thing that exists. So when you only know about maybe controversy, like, I heard about her taking down videos but didn't really know the context. I felt like I had started to form an opinion without even watching her. And I didn't know I had this opinion. But after watching this Dr. K stream, I was like, wow, like, man, like, she's just a regular person who has been pushing hard and pushes herself super hard every day and is very scheduled and all of that. And it gave me an interesting insight into, like, I don't know, the person, not the streamer. And my opinion was changed, and I'm glad it was. I'm glad I kind of get to get rid of the mob mentality opinion. And the other instance that I saw that was really interesting out of gaming was on the Graham Stephan show, or just Graham Stephan. I forgot which YouTube channel it was. But he is as a guy who focuses a lot on, like, financials and stuff. Talks a lot about money and stock market and all of that. And he did, like, I think he called it millennial money. And he was talking with Pokimane. And that was a really interesting one to hear about all her, like, management and everybody who works for her. Because I just find that stuff fascinating. That's why I hope I could get a guest eventually for this podcast. But I found it fascinating to see, like, all the ins and outs of her, true, the scale of her operation. And she just kept pushing and acquiring more people. And I think she does, it feels like she runs a small company. And to see that side was interesting. I never really realized, you know, an operation could be that big. But I guess she is a face of Twitch, as I said earlier. So to hear that and hear her talk about the business side also reinforced that even though it's playing video games, which is probably the best job ever, there is a lot of more behind the scenes that, you know, we might not see, which I didn't realize. And it was really cool to see that light. And, you know, obviously, I'm just not going to go over the whole video. Like, go watch Graham Stephan's video. It's great. I think it gives an insight into some big streamers. But it was really interesting to see she was kind of running a business. And to hear her talking about it, streaming from a business perspective, also made me respect her drive again.
For a very long time, I had editors. So just people that I would commission, hey, can you make one video? And then over the years, that turned into a full-time editor. And then over the years, that has now become, like, I need someone to manage my editors because I can't spend all that time, like, reviewing videos, telling people what to make videos about, reviewing thumbnails. I still have oversight on everything, so I'm in all the conversations, but I have someone else actively giving that feedback. Uh-huh. I try to be as hands-off as possible just so I can have any sort of a personal life or time to myself.
And I felt like it reinforced what I had felt earlier about with the Dr. K stuff and all of that. And she also seems to kind of just be pushing forward in a lot of other areas. Obviously, she makes merch with Alfine TV. She does her own merch, but she is also working with Cloak. So she has this business ingenuity, it seems like. For those who don't know, Cloak is a clothing brand started by Jacksepticeye and Markiplier, I believe. And I think she hopped on as a creative director maybe a bit way through. And seeing her interact with them is very interesting, but it's also interesting to know she has this entrepreneurial mindset. Which, you know, when you realize that, like, there is a very smart brain of someone who wants to grow and succeed behind this, all of this, it really makes you respect her that she's, I think she's like, what, 20, 25, 24 in doing all of this? And this is just a gamer. It's not like, you know, a world-renowned athlete or a pop star. It's a gamer doing all of this. I think that's sick. And I think that was really impressive just to see her business and, like, where she's going, working with Cloak and this. And, you know, focusing on these things. That is all super interesting to me. And I hope you guys would enjoy it too. Which kind of, I'm going to hit on our last point. Wrap it up soon. But controversy. I feel like, I mean, I don't feel like. Pokimane has always been wrapped up in a lot of controversy. As I mentioned at the way beginning. Since, you know, me knowing about her, she's always been wrapped up in a scandal or that. And I mean, it's tough, because when you have a young audience like that, people don't know online etiquette. It's not exactly a thing taught in class, which in school, which it probably should be at this point. But, you know, it seems like people don't get it. That these are real people you're talking to. You know, real people that you may be talking about in ways that are not so safe for work. And you can understand how that can make someone very uncomfortable and all of that. So if, like, she snaps back, I don't blame her. And the simp thing, Yeah, I don't even care. I'm going to say it. I think she's been making a lot of great steps to, you know, improving her image. But people talk too much. I mean, you just, I try to, you know, think about this from a perspective. I'm like, let's look at it objectively. Do I take a side? Do I not? Like, when I look at the facts, where I put myself? And yeah, it just seems like a lot of people do go after her for no reason. I mean, obviously, yeah, it's tough. Like, the fact that she actually put a donation cap on is just insane. Like, she has a max donation limit of $5. And when you think about that, she basically, she had the chance. She was getting thousands of dollars donated, more, tons of money. Like, there was always this meme about, like, the simp, the white knight, Pokimane donator. Like, that was a thing. And you could obviously assume that it was a big chunk of her income. And she capped it at $5. Which, one, maybe you could see it understandable from, like, I'm at a point where, you know, it's respectable in every way I look at it. Because, in one, it's like, I am in a way, like, I'm, like, really financially well off and all of that. And some of the people watching me may not be, so they can keep their money. They shouldn't be donating too much, which, one, is very respectable and just amazing that someone would do that. Basically rejecting money. That's the equivalent of what they're doing. And the other would just kind of be like, I am proving people wrong. Like, yeah, if you, like, think people donate to me too much, it's like, okay, then they won't. And she's made strides in that. And it sucks that she's tangled up with, like, the whole Fed thing. Obviously, that was a delicate situation. Because I started watching offline TV as soon as that happened. So I was jarred from the start. But when things come back up, it was a delicate situation to have all of that kind of splattered online for anybody, but especially her, with past controversies. It must suck, man, just to have to go over that and talk about that. And I could see how it's just not a fun situation. I've talked about it before, so I don't want to get back into it. But I think the only way just to handle all that after over and over and over again and keep on going is very respectable. And I think it's just crazy that someone is able to do that and still be successful and still keep going. Like, obviously, she took a break. But to have that drive to, you know, keep being better and persevering through all of that is just deserves my utmost respect. That's what I think that basically I'm trying to say with all of that. She has my respect through dealing with all of these controversies, coming through them, navigating them alone, technically, is like a... It's not like she's hiding behind a company name. It is her. It is not a brand. It is her. So it could affect her career, but it is her. So I think, I don't know, she just has my respect. That's all I'll say.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast as of late. You guys are incredible. I am blown away. I'm trying to get someone on. You know, I want to find the best first person I can. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of cold calls reaching out to some YouTubers who probably don't care to do a podcast for free. But I'm trying because I think it'll be really cool. I think it'll be sick. And I love that you guys love this without guests. And I more than appreciate it. You guys have no idea. I think it's awesome that you love it. And I will continue making it about more people you love. So thank you guys so much. Goodbye.